You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
This interview is brought to you by SAB, 130 years of being committed to South Africa. And we're taking a look at the involvement of SAB in sport, particularly in football. I know this exact conversation is going to excite a good friend of mine who also happens to be the host of the show that follows this one. And that is Michael Abramson of the Top Sport Show. He speaks about these sorts of conversations all the time. It's very nice that I get to have this conversation from a business perspective with the brand manager of Carling a Black Label at SAB, Nonjabulo Ndwandwe. She joins me on the line now to take a look at Carling's involvement in sport. Nonjabulo, lovely to have you on the show. Thanks so much for taking the time. I think when I remember back to 2011, we're there or thereabouts, just after the World Cup, and Carling Black Label started going into this involvement of the fan in sport, I thought maybe they've got something right. Maybe this is not going to take off. But fast forward to where we are today, and it's probably one of the most loved things about South African football. Tell me about how this came about. How did the Carling team put this together?
Good evening, everybody. And thank you so much for having me on your show. It's so exciting for us. And in fact, we are just ahead of our muchly anticipated semi-final fixtures happening this weekend. So if you are in Durban, please come and join us on Saturday and Sunday. But really, the Carling Cup was born of a very interesting insight. And I think something that we all, you know, have. And it's about when I have a voice, I feel inspired. And we really found that fans, particularly in South Africa, and you put it so rightly, we had this incredible time with the FIFA World Cup, and now we come back to local football, and they just felt like they didn't have a voice. They felt like they could be better coaches. They felt like they could make better decisions. And that's exactly what we did when we went into the space and partnered with the league to give fans a voice and truly empower them, not just from, you know, an activation point of view, but for a real fixture, right? For what they like to watch on broadcast and in the stadiums.
Nonjabulo, this feels like it's a little more than just a campaign, because I think back to when it was just the Carling knockout. We just had the two big teams in terms of the two Soweto Giants, effectively. We've now gone beyond that. We've added more products. We've added more involvement from a fan perspective. It's not just about saying, hey, we're having this campaign or this competition. It really is about listening to the fans, because each year Carling comes out with something new. How is it that you're able to do that? That you're able to continuously stay in touch with the fans and give them what it is that they want?
100%. So if you just take a short journey down memory lane, we started off in 2011 with what we called, you know, the ultimate Carling Cup. And this was the Soweto Derby, a beautiful fixture. We all know that is just so electrifying. Full F&B Stadium, very beautiful, where we get to see the two sort of biggest South African soccer clubs from a fan base perspective and also just heritage, you know, going head to head together. But our fans told us to say, you know what, you were only representing the voices of only two teams. And if we know, we have 16 teams in our Premier Soccer League. And so year on year, through very, very kind of big social listening and us always going back to the fans and that core insight, we've been able to evolve the campaign to, you know, we did Avulegile Masango that included then four clubs in the PSL and saw the Carling Cup trophy be lifted by Mamelodi Sundowns, a new team for the very first time. And then in 2023, we introduced then the knockout tournament, which is the current format we're in, where we then take all 16 teams. They all have a shot to become the champions of the Carling knockout, who then play against an all fan selected all-star team. I mean, that's fantasy football brought to life. So really, we always hear from the fans. We're so excited to continue this fan-led innovation.
So Nonjabulo, as we head into the semifinals, you mentioned that the semifinals are taking place this weekend in Durban. Those that are out there that are able to make it, that are wanting to get involved, can very much get involved. I imagine this isn't where it ends. It's not as though after the tournament concludes, there's going to be nothing else that's going to be said and done from a Carling team. What are you guys working on next? How are you guys starting to use already what I imagine you have in terms of insights from this tournament to plan for the next one?
For sure. So currently we're in our semi-finals. So if you are in Durban, please come at Moses Mavhida. We have a fixture starting at 3 p.m. We have Orlando Pirates taking on Richards Bay. It's going to be a beautiful fixture. Then the next day we have Marimo Gallants versus Golden Arrows. We're looking forward to our final that will be happening on the 6th. And then a very coveted Carling Cup final, as I said, happening on the 13th. And we're back here in Durban, where we will then see the team that the fans have selected of all players in the PSL, including some of the Disky players, take on the champions. And this is just some of the innovation that, you know, we've been bringing. We are looking forward to see what more we can bring. We also believe, I just want to tell everybody to stay tuned on a very exciting project that's going to hit your screens later on this month, that really unpacks the story and really shows the commitment that we have had to the journey, particularly around soccer and how soccer can be such a big impact for not only our business as SA Breweries, but, you know, within the soccer fraternities. So, yeah, people should stay tuned. We definitely do have some exciting things in store.
Nonjabulo, before I let you go, I want to come back to the importance of these sorts of partnerships and collaborations for a business like SAB that has been around for 130 years in communities, to be able to sit back and say, we're still involved in communities and we're involved in a way that goes beyond just the sale of our products. We're actually getting involved at levels where communities can be inspired and be enjoy what we enjoy as well. Take me through the importance of that in a bit of a nutshell.
100%. It's so important for us. I think Carling Cup particularly and Carling Black Label is such a great depiction of what a brand or what a corporation can do in a community for a very long time. We've had this campaign and this movement for over 14 years where we've been empowering the fans, particularly with a mechanic that we have that's Be the Champion Coach, where we give individuals an opportunity to become professional coaches. And through the development of the campaign, I think something that's very close to my heart, particularly that's attached to Carling Black Label, is this platform of no excuse and us being able to venture out into tackling some very difficult social issues and being very committed for over 8 years in that platform. So really, it's exciting. I think with some of our mechanics as well that we give to the players, that they're able to win some of, you know, the match money in terms of some of the mechanics like Man of the Match, where they get awarded 100,000. We've seen that they've gone on to do a lot of personal development and development within their families. And so for us, it's not just a campaign, it's not just entertainment, but there's real impact and positive impact, you know, that a campaign like Carling Cup does, as well as a platform very closely associated to a Carling Black Label like No Excuse does for our communities.
A brand that is focused on communities and ensuring that bringing communities together continues to be the work that they do. We'll leave the conversation on that note. Thanks so much to the brand manager of Carling Black Label at South African Breweries, Nonjabulo Ndwandwe, for taking us through the role of the business within communities, as well as what it is that they continue to do from an innovation perspective in sport. This interview was brought to you by SAB. 130 years of being committed to South Africa.
Commitment is not just brewing beer, it's brewing hope. It's brewing dreams.
It's brewing a legacy. For over a century, believing in something bigger. Commitment is brewing a promise to step up when the nation calls. To brew moments that matter, that bring us together. For you, for the next generation. For 130 years and forever, SAB, forever committed to a future with more cheers.
South Africa, be sharp, not for persons under the age of 18.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app, and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.